We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out 2/3 of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, sir. Talking about Micah Parsons, who seems to be a person of interest for just about every team in the National Football League, and still including the Dallas Cowboys, as we welcome you back into the Rahimi and Harris Show. Mark Grody and Rami Makhlouf are sitting in if you want to text us. We see your text. 312-644-6767. I'll try to read some of those, and we appreciate the interaction that goes on here. A couple of things here to get you up to date on before we dive into some more Bears. If you have not heard as of yet, the Bears do have a couple of concerns as far as injuries are concerned. Darnell Wright left practice early today, according to Brad Biggs, coming up awkward in the final period. Nothing more specific beyond that. Kyler Gordon headed to the locker room as well to start the last period of the practice, which I think still might be going on right now. He has yet to return. Something to monitor per Scott Baier of the Marquee Sports Network. So we're tracking those things, and we will definitely get an update from Chris Emma
Bears
in just a little bit. But we brought up the name Micah Parsons and how good that might look with the Chicago Bears. We all know the effect that a guy like that can have instantly on your team, because we all went through it in the year 2018 with a guy by the name of Khalil Mack, who was highly impactful with the Chicago Bears, especially in that year where the Bears' defense was elite. He was a difference maker. He took them from a very good defense to an elite defense that year. And that Bears obviously need somebody to go after the passer. It will require a little bit of a systematic change because he's a 3-4 guy. Bears obviously a 4-3, but they're being very creative in the Athletic here, Rami, proposing possible trades for Micah Parsons. And the one that they put up for the Chicago Bears reads the following. The Bears trade 2026 first-round pick, 2027 first-round pick, 2027 third-round pick, 2027 sixth-round pick to the Cowboys for Micah Parsons, a 2027 fourth-round pick, and a 2027 seventh-round pick. Rami, What say you about that?
Well, first, I want to head off two reactions we're going to get to this question and this topic right off the top.
Preemptive cutdowns.
One is people who are going to say, oh, word, this isn't going to happen. Why are you even talking about this? And I bet you're a lot of fun at parties if you're the person out there saying that. The other reaction we're going to get is, they already did this with Khalil Mack, and how did that work out? And I would say to those people, just because it didn't work doesn't mean it couldn't work.
I would argue that it worked. I get it that there was a little bit of a slide and maybe towards the end disappointing, but even for that 1 year, the way the NFL works and how temporary players are,
but
I hear where you're coming from.
Right. And people will point at his contract and what that did to the salary cap and in subsequent years, but it could have worked with Khalil Mack, and just because it didn't work that time doesn't mean it can't work this time. I'm all in on that. I'm all in on that trade and giving that haul of draft picks to go and get a Micah Parsons, because for me, it's time to win games, Grody. It's time to win football games and be a real contender and be relevant in the NFL for the first time in, I don't know, a decade. How many draft picks does Ryan Poles need before the Bears are a contender? You know what I mean? You go up and down this depth chart, and how many first and second round picks, even third round picks, are there on this depth chart already that give you what should be cheap, high-level talent?
Not enough.
Before you make an all-in, pushing your chips to the middle of the table type of move like this would be. To me, Micah Parsons, if this deal was on the table, no-brainer. I'm doing it in a heartbeat, and I don't look back for 1 second. That guy changes the whole landscape of your team. And I was saying earlier, this should be a top five, top 10 defense to take some of the pressure off of Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson in his first year as a head coach and first year installing this offense. We're talking top three defense if you go and get a Micah Parsons, put him opposite of Montez Sweat, plus all the other talent that you have peppered throughout the depth chart on that side of the football. And if you're a top three defense and Ben Johnson's offense is and Caleb Williams, the generational talent, if either of those guys are anywhere near the hype and the billing that they came with, Grody, we're talking deep playoff run, maybe even Super Bowl contender.
Absolutely.
That's how much of Micah Parsons changes this team and changes this roster. And in year four of Ryan Poles' tenure as general manager, that's where this team should be. We're already past the point of how long it takes rebuilds in the NFL to get to the point that you're shooting for, to reach your goals and be a winning football team, be a team that's in the discussion for the playoffs, for deep playoff runs, for Super Bowls. We're there already, and Micah Parsons accelerates you to that point single-handedly.
We saw back to the 2018 effect, that was a mediocre Bears offense, right?
Yeah.
And an elite defense. You got to the damn you won 12 games with a mediocre offense and an elite defense, and should have, Cody Parkey, won a playoff game against the Philadelphia Eagles that year. So it is a real effect. I believe the Bears are a year away from rolling those big dice and taking those big chances on guys. And keep in mind, it was Ryan Pace who was the guy that made the Khalil Mack deal. So we are, and look, the Sweat deal that was made here by Ryan Poles, that was pretty good. I know, like, Sweat had a bad year last year, giving up the second round pick, making up for the Chase Claypool second round pick trade. So it's not like he doesn't have a big guy on his resume and that he won't do these things. I think it's probably still going to take another year. And by the way, I see people jumping in here. You want to call 312-644-6767 and play along with us here, because obviously this gets people talking. Micah Parsons.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Guess who else was talking? You heard Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, coming out into this segment talking. Here's more. We're going to hear from Jerry Jones and Montez Sweat, but Jones on if he's considering trading Micah Parsons.
Jerry, are you considering trading Micah?
Wait a minute, I can't hear anything. I really can't.
Really?
Really can't.
I'm embarrassed.
I'll do it again. Jerry, are you considering trading Micah Parsons?
Well, let's put it like this. Surely you guys have been around this tough and know to recognize negotiation talk, that type of thing. And so that's where I put that.
So are you considering it?
I'm not. At this, the facts are that that's like anything else. I think the world of Micah, and that's just part of negotiation.
Would you ever consider trading Micah?
Again, I don't really place that with any real seriousness. Micah's got a bad back. That's like being traded.
Hey, wait a minute. He's trying to lessen the value of his guy all of a sudden.
And that was Micah Parsons has cited that as part of the reason that he's kind of frustrated and wants out of Dallas. That they keep on talking about this injury that he suffered playing for your team, laying it all out on the line for your team, and he doesn't want to be penalized for that, and he doesn't want that to be a talking point in the media, and he feels like there's a little bit of a smear campaign when it goes to him and Jerry Jones and the way that this thing is being discussed. And why is Jerry Jones so out of breath? Was he in drills?
Like get Mike Vrabel? Get yourself organized, Jerry.
What is going on?
He probably walked over for that interview. You hear the gnat sound in the background of a practice going on. He probably walked his old butt over there and was out of breath. That was, that had to be the number one question he was asked when he walked over to the set, right?
Yeah.
And he's trying to catch his breath.
He couldn't hear so good.
Yeah. He's got a bad back. A bad back. Did I tell you about his bad back?
Like, he's pouring salt on the wound for what Micah Parsons is talking about.
You never know what might happen if he slips. He slips downstairs with his bad back.
Tell you what, buyer beware. You want this guy?
Ray. You never know what you're going to get with a bad back now.
He's also 82. Why the hell does he have this much power in what they do? He's 82 years old. This guy is way too much.
Yeah, yeah. He's a lot. It's something about people in power in this country right now being 82
if
years
I'm
old.
If I'm 82, nobody ever sees me. I'm up on an island somewhere, not working.
The word of the day is old. I'm just glad we now have Ray's Jerry Jones to play with for the rest
of
eternity.
Jerry Jones. It's the only way I could do it.
Oh, no.
It's just hot out here. I'm just trying to catch my breath. No, he's got a bad back.
Out of breath, Jerry Jones has been debuted here on the Raheem and Harris Show on The Score.
Only place you'll get that. It's the only place you're going to get that.
Mark Crody and Robbie Maklof in. Gentlemen, bring me Steve and Palatine. He insists on being on The Score. Hi, Steve. You're on The Score. Thanks for being on The Score.
Mark Grody, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate you.
Got you.
I just wanted to weigh in really quick with respect to the comparing Mac and Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if memory serves, we lost Vic Fangio either the following year or the year after with Khalil Mack, right? So we had a completely different defensive coordinator to operate with him at that time. Combine that with the Matt Nagy kind of exposure, you know, being exposed on the offensive side. I don't know if that was necessarily the Mac trade per se, but then when the offensive side particularly started crumbling, you now losing those draft picks looks like it's even more exposed, right? But that's a completely different situation, I feel like, with Parsons. My question for you guys would be, with respect to the Micah Parsons potential trade only being draft picks, didn't they spent a lot of their cap money already? Do they even have the cap money to restructure a deal for Micah Parsons if you're only trading draft picks?
That's a great question. That's a great question. I'm pretty sure they have a decent amount of cap space to do something like that, but I'd have to check the exact numbers. But that's an absolutely fair question, because if you got Micah Parsons, then that obviously you are extending this man and paying this man.
If you got to send a Montez Sweat or a Deo Odangbo in the deal the other way to make the money make sense, I'm good with that too.
I always love the idea of throwing in less. Hey, you know, we'll give you our Deo Odangbo. We'll throw that in there
with the first round pick. Like, whatever, man.
We'll give, you know what? We'll throw in Kevin Byard. We'll throw that right in there for
whatever.
You.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 312-644-6767. Jeff is in Kalamazoo. What up, Jeff? You're on the Score.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. First and foremost, you missed out on a perfect nickname for Rami, based on his occupation. I think Rom-Com is a good nickname.
That's not a bad one. I've never gotten that one before. That's a good one. By the way, on YouTube, just search Rami Comedy. You can see some of my stuff.
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
Hey, and now to push back on your Rom-Com, you're going pretty far with, if we get Micah, how far this team can go. You're throwing a lot of things out there. I almost heard Super Bowl, and then I'm looking at what Dallas has, and they have Prescott, they have CeeDee Lamb, they have Micah Parsons. How many playoff games have they won with those players? And he's great. Don't get me wrong. He's great. I'd take him. I'd love to have him. I don't think he's going to, by giving up a whole ton, he's going to be a game changer where we're going that far, unless everything hits. Now, if everything hits, you know, we're good. But I would love to have him. I don't know if I would give up as much as they were saying, at least not as a no-brainer. I'd have to really think that one out. But, I was just looking at it, that Dallas hasn't gone that far, hasn't made the playoffs, and hasn't won with these talented players they have. So, I don't know.
Jeff, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the comment and the nickname. Very good.
That is really good.
I'm down with it.
My pushback to that would be, well, first of all, is Micah Parsons the reason they haven't won playoff games?
Probably not.
I would say probably not. No,
we can excuse him, I think, from Dallas's ineptitude.
Yeah.
It feels like very much like a system problem, because they always have talent in Dallas. Always.
And on top of that, that's a team that won 9 games last year with Dak Prescott missing most of the year. That's a
good point.
How many teams lose their starting quarterback?
Win 9 games.
Some people roll their eyes or are surprised when I say this. Dak Prescott is a top 7 quarterback in the NFL. How many teams lose a guy that good and still win 9 games?
That's a great point.
That's a team that could have won more games and, who knows, maybe make a deep playoff run last year if their quarterback is healthy.
Let's bring back some more Montez Sweat on the NFL Network on the strength of the Bears' defense.
The strength of this defense, I mean, it starts up front. So it starts with me. It starts with Grady. It starts with Dio. It starts with Javon Dexter. It's going to start up front. But, I mean, we got those linebackers, Tremaine Edmonds, T.J. Edwards, and we also got vet in the back, and also Jaquan Brisker and Kevin Byer, all those guys, and don't forget about Jalen Johnson. So we got a lot to bring to the table.
There is a lot. I mean, hey, we were just talking about the Dallas Cowboys and how many talented players are on the Cowboys. The Bears have some of that as well, and they certainly, you know, they need to put it together quickly.
Yeah,
well, he said, don't forget about Jalen Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
When can we expect Mr. Jalen Johnson?
I will say this. Well, as because he has been seen. He was seen at Soldier Field.
Okay.
And I will share this with you as well. I don't think that this is anything out of school. As Dan Weider and I were recording a Take the North episode, which is our podcast about the Chicago Bears.
Catch it on the Odyssey app.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Take the North. I'll be recording right after I get off the air here. So check out the Take the North. If you love the Bears, you should definitely check that out. But as we were recording the other day, remember the day the Bears were having? We've all read now the Bears had a beach day out at on the lake. They were hanging out.
Oh, that's right.
In Evanston. Yeah. They had a beach day. And Dan was at Hallis Hall, out in the atrium there recording. I was here, and he saw the buses come back from the big beach trip. Everybody getting off in their flip-flops and their beach balls and everything. And there was Jalen Johnson. So he's there. No conspiracy theory.
Oh, man, I hope Dustin Rhodes in the morning show is not hearing this.
What?
Can you imagine?
Shoot, that he went to the...
He's injured and he went to the beach?
Went to the beach?
Report, Jalen Johnson played spike ball. Report, Jalen Johnson dove for beach volleyball.
Well, pardon me. I didn't even think about the Dustin effect. Well, why? Haw, I just gave you a 5 on it. Not a 5 on it. What, the pick six.
That's right.
They started that whole thing, so we give them credit for their pick six. But yeah, I think that would be a good question for Dustin. No, I don't even think we need to ask him. I'm sorry I even brought it up now, because Dustin is going to just go off on this whole thing.
Also, I'm Team Beach. We've discussed that in the show, so I'm happy the Bears then went to the beach instead of the pool. The beach is better than the pool.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did a whole beach versus pool thing at one point in time.
100% pool.
Do we have one more, Montez Sweat? We got one more. Oh, okay. Got to wrap. Got to take a break.
Chris Emma.
Because we got Emma. Okay, yeah, this is better.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.